Hello, lovelies. This is Jennifer Hall, and you are with me today at the Lessons from the Universe podcast. I'm excited to share my message with you today, as always, and I look forward to seeing where it takes us along our path to awakening. If you have questions or comments, show ideas, feel free to email the podcast. The email is jen@psychicjenniferhall.com. That is Jen with two N's at psychicjenniferhall.com. If you love today's podcast, please subscribe, share it, like it, or review, and help us grow our audience so that we can get more people than ever on the path to their something better. Here we go. I want to talk about spiritual law, that perfect, unfailing, prevailing energy that lies beneath everything. That thing that some people call God. I call it God. Some people call it physics. What it is perfection. Now let's be clear, it's not perfection by human standards. Good, bad, or indifferent are all human things and they're not real. Spiritual law is perfection, like mathematics. Maybe you've heard me say it before, but spiritual law is as pure as simple addition because 2 + 2 = 4. There is cause and effect. And everywhere you look around you, spiritual law is actually this really perfect thing. Good, bad, or indifferent being irrelevant, it is always perfect. Sometimes we have to take a minute and look beyond the hurt or the loss that helps make that clear. But the truth is, when you let yourself see it, everything actually makes a whole lot of sense. One thing leads to another. Our actions create things. This is often called karma. Now, the confusion with karma is people think they're trapped underneath it, trapped under the karma of some past life, trapped under the karma of who they used to be in this life and the mistakes that they made then. But this is all malleable, fixable. We can change it if we change, if we believe we are different and our highest self is aligned with that belief. We can escape that karma. So understand, spiritual law, God, is not some mean punishment enacting entity, being, or energy. It is a completely moldable sense of self. And so the question is, what will you do with this power? You have to understand at the core of you how perfect it truly is. If you plant an acorn, you will get an acorn tree. Now, maybe it's not called an acorn tree, but you get my drift, okay? If you put ugly out there, you will get ugly back. Understand that this is unfailing, whether you see how it works out in the lives of others or not. I have people come to me and they say things like, this person, my ex, my coworker, whomever, is this horrible human being, and yet everything seems perfect and right in their world. Well, my darling, that is a show. Either you are incorrectly judging this person as quote unquote bad, or you're just failing to see how karma is outworking in their life. I don't care how rich they are. I don't care what their family looks like. You don't know what's going on inside of them, and therefore it's not your business. Do you get that? When the religious zealots say things like put it in God's hands and let it go, they actually have something right. Well, maybe they have lots of things right. But the thing they have right is that we must let the karma of another, that perfect outworking of spiritual law, take care of itself. And therefore, the only place that it matters is within us. Our very thoughts have power to enact the law, to create things. We must take that power very seriously and use it correctly. That starts first and foremost with recognizing that your very thoughts do create. Review your life. Every time you believed you would get sick, what did you do? You got sick. Every time you truly believed that you would succeed, you did. And every time you believed you would fail, you failed. This is the truth. You can argue some surface level of understanding, but get deep within yourself and you will not be able to argue that this is true. And so we take the perfect spiritual law and we use it. At first, you will catch yourself deep within your own negativity before you realize it. I like to shake my head like an Etch-a-Sketch. My young people may not know what that is. Go ahead and Google it. An Etch-a-Sketch is just that toy where we used to turn the knobs and draw things, right? And if you shake it, that thing is gone. So you shake your head like an Etch-a-Sketch and you say, erase, erase, erase. And you replace that idea, that image, or those words with something new. And if you are, or when you become strong and confident in the world to speak your truth and claim what's yours, correct your words as they fall from your mouth. Say, oh no, I didn't mean that. Erase, erase, erase. Today is a wonderful day. Spiritual law is perfect. 2 + 2 = 4. Every religious guru taught this. Jesus called it the law. If you go back to the original Aramaic version of the Bible, he talks on and on about the law. Now, what we have done is interpreted that word through multiple languages to be Lord. And I personally find the word law and the word Lord to be equal when it comes to discussing the power of the universe or the power of God. If you go back, what you will hear Jesus say is, perfect is the law, holy is the law, unfailing is the law. And it is the great pleasure of spiritual law to give you the things that you ask for. The things that you ask for. Be clear. Never once did Jesus or any other guru say, you know, not Buddha, not anyone, none of them ever said, God will filter your thoughts for you and decide for you and say, oh, no, 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 Jennifer doesn't really want that. The universe says all she does is think about it. All she does is talk about it. Let's give it to her. Be careful what you are praying for, beloved. Your every thought is a prayer. That does not mean you should fear it. Our thoughts come and go. This is actual neuroscience. It is, what do I do with it? Do I dwell in it? Do I repeat it over and over and spin it again and again and again? Or do I say, erase, erase, erase? This is not my truth. The truth is, I am abundant. I am joyful. I am loved. I am healthy. I am safe. Whatever it is, do not dwell in the negative. The future doesn't exist yet. Pick which version that you visit. And if you don't want to revisit the pains of the past, for God's sake, don't revisit them too often. Don't go back there in your mind and dwell and twist and roll it around. Don't do that. The universe says, oh, she hasn't gotten enough of that yet. Let's give her more. Instead, claim with determination, been there, done that, not going again. You do have the power to make that decision. And if the lesson comes back around, then you need to ask yourself, how clear have my thoughts been about what I really do want to manifest? You have to be deeply honest with yourself. Understand something. The process of awakening is a deeply honest, humbling experience. You must be absolutely teachable. You must be willing to admit where you have been wrong, where you have been flawed. It doesn't mean you don't recognize how far you've come. Please understand. In fact, the past couple of weeks, I've been reminding my people, my regulars, I love you. I believe in you. I am proud of you. But it is not my job in the world to just pet you and tell you where you're good. It is my job to push you to be better and better, to get closer and closer to that perfect version of you you came here to discover. Get you closer to your highest good. Do you want your highest good, beloved? If you do, you must seek it relentlessly. You must be willing to look at yourself. And when you can't quite put your finger on it, to fearlessly let it roll around in your head, to fearlessly follow the little threads of your experience backwards, as far back as it needs to go, to find where they are tied and let them go. Spiritual law is perfect. And the more you align with it, the more you appreciate even the seemingly negative pieces of it. You say, of course, the law is perfect. I walked around for years, constantly saying, look, the law works, the law works, the law works. The law works. Good, bad, or indifferent, it works. And that's actually really amazing evidence that it is perfect and that you can work it in your favor. If I can make it equal something bad, I can certainly make it equal something good. Do you hear my kitty? He says, truth, it's truth. Even that kitty. I lost one that I loved dearly. What did I do? I dreamed him back into my world. I believed I would find another companion just like him, different, equal, better in some ways, maybe less in others, certainly more talkative. I assume you can hear him. You know, the law works. Whether it's a lovely pet, falling in love, your dream job, becoming someone you only fantasized you could be. Be powerful. Transform envy into admiration. Transform fear into determination. All those things that make you uncomfortable are the very things you are here to either overcome or manifest or both. The law is perfect and unfailing. Use it. You'll know that you're using it. You'll know you're transforming it because you'll start to see. Or, do be warned, you may start to have unpleasant dreams. That sounds counterintuitive, but be careful, beloved, because a lot of my friends on this path to awakening start to believe that every dream is a prediction, but the truth is it is almost never. I would dare to say never, but never say never. Our dreams are either information or purging. And you'll know that you are transforming your future, that you are manifesting something different when you start to dream out the worst case scenario of your life. Wake up from these dreams and say, thank you, God, I don't have to live it. Recognize that the energy, that catalyst that has been pushing you towards that thing you don't want, if you're no longer going to manifest it in your real life, the energy has to go somewhere. And so it is very common to dream it out and either wake up and think, oh, thank you, God, I don't have to live it. Or to just wake up where you know something like incredible and awful happened and, you know, wow, I'm glad I didn't have to see it. Release. Release that old energy. Pass the tests in the easier forms, puzzles to solve in your thoughts or dreams that you can wake up from and set yourself free. Begin to work with the truth, the perfect, unfailing law, 2 + 2 = 4. It is that simple. It truly is. I mean, I can hear some of you thinking, oh, it's just not that easy. It is. In one of my last episodes, I gave a few strategies for how to deal with your thoughts. Yes, it is creating a new habit. You must practice. And you must also be okay with the idea that shit happens. You're going to have thoughts sometimes. Don't let them own you. You will get hurt because sometimes people suck, but they're doing the best that they can. Recognize that it's not about you. I need all of you to spend some time this week really thinking about the truth that it's not about you, because there is an epidemic of people promising me, swearing to me that they are not making it about them, but I'll be damned. When we get to the bottom of the conversation, they're still making it about them. They're still making it about them. Be clear. Be clear. I'll give you a really simple example. Just yesterday, I was talking to one of my lovelies, and he has been dating this guy. And the guy was doing meal prep. He was just helping him, right? And when they were done, he started to clean up the kitchen. And the guy gets real nervous. And he says, you know, you don't have to do that for me to like you. Now, my client tells me that what he did was go on this tangent about how he's a Virgo and he does what he wants and he likes to clean and blah, 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 blah. And I get that. But he made it about him. This guy wasn't telling him something was wrong with him. He was revealing that certainly he has made people in the past feel like they couldn't do enough to keep him or make him like them. If my lovely would have just taken a beat and said, "What is he trying to say? It's not about me." That's a simple one. But it happens all kinds of times. Strangers and loved ones, big things and small. We have to take a minute and remember, this is not about me. It's not about me. We deal with them and what it is about them, and then we can be heard, and then we can keep moving. It's not punishment from the universe when another person falls short. The only punishment is that when we take it personally, we feel like shit. The law is perfect. We have to use it perfectly. And sometimes that means understanding another person and choosing how we feel. My son was being, a real pain in the ass to my daughter the other day. She was super calm about it. He asked her why. She said, "I don't want to be mad at you." I think she's a master at this because they just got grounded too. And they were sitting here and he was very, very upset. And she was singing. She was singing while she did her homework. And he said, "How can you be happy?" And she said, "Consequences don't have to make me sad." The perfect law, cause and effect. No, consequences don't have to make you sad. In fact, it's just the perfect outworking of law, and that's comforting. Yes, I did what I was told not to do, and now there's a consequence. And if I revisit this, guess whose choice it was? My little, so wise. Let's all be wise like her, right? Jesus said, "Be like a little child." Buddha said that too. They've all said it. Be like a child. Remember, nothing's that bad, right? It's just not that big of a deal. 2 + 2 = 4. There was a cause. This is the effect. And because that is so perfect, I can cause the next effect. So decide. How will you react? Who will you be? What will you focus on? And how will you utilize the perfect, unfailing nature of spiritual law? Until next time, beloved, namaste. Once again, this is Jennifer Hall with Lessons from the Universe. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, namaste.